This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
This is Monster My Podcast.
And this is the Hippocampus.
There's a monster in my podcast.
That's a part of your body, right?
I think it's a part of the brain. I think that it's one of those things that is like part of the like responsible for fear, or in this case, for fucking adoration, because the person who wrote this desperately wants to be a hippocampus.
Yeah, that's true. And the hippocampus is incredibly dorky.
Yep. It's a merhorse. It's a chaotic good merhorse that is always perfectly virtuous and sometimes forgets whether or not its rider can breathe underwater or not.
And it's because it's not that smart. Like it's that rare class of like just the Monsters Manual author S and the D of this thing has no D.
They're firm, powerfully muscled bodies.
Just like really, really wants to fuck one of these things.
I can't tell which is rippling more, his muscles or the waves.
Yeah.
Sorry.
The idea of a horse hatching out of an egg.
Oh yeah.
Is just like, that's, you know, that's just something on its own.
It lays a single large egg. I love the idea of this thing being like a regular ass foal. And then it like, you know, like it slowly, its legs start fusing together. Like it goes through the Innsmouth change.
Yeah.
Your horse took the third right. No.
It's like these arms, like if you just take a horse's arms and put these little fins at the end, like there's no way that actually like those arms are made for swimming. Like I get that the fins are the webbed kind of toes at the end help, but it's just a very like ugly, awkward looking creature that the author really, really loves.
Yeah. And you know, notwithstanding like that, a horse doing anything but running majestically across the steppe, looks like a fucking awkward, horrible monster. Like if you've ever seen a horse in water, it's not a good scene. Like they're only majestic and still, I think.
Only like if you get a bunch of Clydesdale majestically frothing through a bunch of Budweiser, you get a beautiful horse.
Gary had a type 5 about the Clydesdales for the horse century, but I guess we're done.
Yeah, so no. Let's okay. We can leave the was your type 5 that sentence?
No,
we can still save it.
No. I like the idea.
That's a tight 5 seconds.
I just like to have the idea of having a tight 5 about the Clydesdales.
there are the horses on everyone's lips, unless you get lucky enough to meet a hippocampus.
Yeah.
And kiss it. But you wouldn't want to because they have terrible breath because their teeth can chew up mollusks and coral. Like, I got a mouthful of mollusk, free range mollusk. I've been catamaraning up off the floor.
He just has loose coral in one of his little pouches.
Yeah, pouches.
Hippocampi do not accumulate treasure. Most spurn even ornamental gifts such as collars or leg bands.
It's not gonna
ask you for gifts. It's not a fucking ungrateful horse like you're going to have. They simply have no use for these gigaws.
Yeah, it uses the word gigaws too. Like, it's very specific about that. This is also in that like that great categorization of monsters where like you can take their eggs and train them and stuff.
Oh yeah,
and sell them. And the first thing I thought about that, and I'm hopefully I'm not burning too much of the hippogriff section, but like, you know, so a mammal that hatches out of an egg, before that egg, you know, becomes that mammal, like you could eat it like a breakfast egg, right?
I think so, yeah.
So that, and like platypuses lay eggs, right?
I think that platypuses, they lay eggs, but they don't actually hatch from, I think the eggs are vestigial. I think they give live birth, but they just walk around dropping rocks.
Okay.
Yeah.
that's a surprise. I didn't think that. Yeah. I just think if there's like something like that, that's not like a, you know, not like roe or a bird egg. But if there is something else that lays an egg, like that's like a breakfast I had. That's a breakfast too far. I've never bested upon that breakfast. Like,
well, I mean, so the alternative is, it just kind of like just plops out an entire amniotic sac.
And so that's my worry. Is that I would take this like gigantic egg, crack it on the side of a pot, and then just have this little like one eyed, you know. Kill me, but not that way.
Don't cook me.
Don't cook me. Like, take me in the garage and hit me with a shovel because you don't.
Why didn't I go
up
to shovel too? We both go to shovel
because shovel one was busy. It's still dirty from the last like monstrosity we had to put out of its misery.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.